Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy,
and co-host Gary Moore. Welcome to Earth Angel Radio. Walk On Media is the voiceover services of Gary Moore. Gary has nearly 30 years of experience as an announcer for radio, television, and internet, with formal training at many broadcast studios and schools. He interned at KPHO Television in Phoenix, Arizona, was an announcer, news anchor, and DJ in the Phoenix market, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Gunnison, Colorado markets. And his studios are equipped with industry standard and state-of-the-art microphones, recording, mixing, and editing equipment to produce voiceover announcements, advertisements, narrations, promotions, and other voiceover work with impact and style.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel, as well as on facebook.com/Carol Guy and jasonsnetwork.com/Carol Guy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your hosts, Carol Guy and Gary Moore.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. How's everyone doing? Hi, Gary, are you there?
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm here. Of course I'm here. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Wednesday evening. You know, it feels like fall here in Denver, Colorado. It was cool, and I even see leaves falling to the ground, and it's rainy. It's a fall day.
And it's not even August.
It's really amazing. I know. And it's just totally amazing. You know, it's the energy shifting, affecting the weather and stuff all over the world. And so it's just amazing how cool it is today. It's just kind of shocking. I've got a sweatshirt on. So that's, that's crazy.
I know. It was chilly and rainy. And although it's nice to see, because it'll get hot again.
Right.
It is kind of unusual and unseasonable. Yeah.
It is. It is for this time for us. Yes. Yeah. So, So Gary, let's talk about this fire of the grid this week. That was truly amazing, wasn't it? The energy
that
of that.
That was truly amazing. Yes. Yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I went to Erica and Dwayne's show, the Twin Flames, and they did a Fire the Grid show during the time when everyone was doing that. So I was in that energy with that show. And
I listened to the meditation they did too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just incredible. And there was a point in time, and Mara was there at that show too, and she's in the chat room tonight. Mm-hmm. And it was. There was a point in time when I went outside. I had to go outside to just be in nature and just be in this energy and see what I could feel. And,
right. Mm-hmm.
I stood there and I felt this energy come up from the earth and up into my feet and up my legs. And I'm standing there and I'm feeling this energy produced by all these people in this positive, loving space that was put out by everyone all over the planet. Mm-hmm. And it was palpable. I mean, you could really, you could slice it and put it on a plate. It was just delicious.
Right,
and there was a point
right.
in time when I was out there,
And just a very, very loving and humbling experience. And there was a point
right.
in time while I was out there that the tears just came. And they just streamed down my face. And they weren't mm-hmm. tears of sorrow, but they were just tears of joy, this quiet inner joy, this
mm-hmm.
this peace. And I felt the joy come not necessarily from me, it was coming up through me. And
mm-hmm.
it was coming
right.
from the earth. I could feel it coming from the earth. Gaia.
Right,
was
right,
joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was overwhelming.
I had a little different experience because I listened to the meditation and it felt beautiful. And then right afterwards I went and took a shower. And when I did, because I take showers because it helps me to release some of the energy, cleanse my aura and stuff a lot. So I always love water. But when I was in the shower, that song, Amazing Grace, just like came in my head and it just flowed through me. And I was just in there just singing the song. And I just like, wow, this feels so good. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience of just feeling that. It's like, wow, this is amazing. And that's what was coming to me was Amazing Grace. So I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a wonderful guest that we're going to introduce in just a second. And I know a lot of you listeners are going to be so excited to hear this wonderful information that he's got to share with everyone. And because a lot of times on this show, Gary, we have been talking about the topics that we're going to be talking about tonight, and to get some more information from him, it's just going to be truly amazing. But I just wanted to announce that this Friday we're going to have Dr. Eric Pearl on the show, and he will be talking about his book, The Reconnection, which is an awesome book too. You know, when I was reading Eric's book, it was like a lot of my same experience. That
uh-huh.
and I have it all recorded. You know, the stuff that he talked about, I went through a few years ago and stuff, and it was awesome because it was like I could relate to a lot of this too. So.
Uh huh. Book.
So.
And awesome author.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be
right,
a great guest.
Right. Right, mm-hmm. So we're going to be having him on this Friday at 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, so I'm really excited about that as well. So, well, let's bring on our guest because we want to get as much information as we can. Tonight we have a wonderful guest. His name is Estara Antares, and he lives in Sylvania, and hopefully I pronounced that right. And he's the author of a book called Aurora 2012. It's a manual for preparation for 2012. And he's
uh-huh.
since childhood he's had many spontaneous and kundalini samadhi experiences, and he went on to teach about the messages that were coming to him from enlightened beings, and the power of his message has spread globally, and he travels worldwide to assist in preparing souls awakening to this new energy. So let's bring Estara on. Estara, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Star.
Thank you for joining us. It's a real honor and pleasure for you to be here. So let's talk about your experience just a little bit, how this all started coming about for you, because you've been doing this since childhood. These enlightened beings have been coming to you. So let's talk about that. And I also... your country is called Slovenia. Am I pronouncing
Slovenia,
that correct?
Yes, Slovenia.
Slovenia. Can you tell us where this is at? Because a lot of our listeners may not know exactly where this is at, so I wanted to let them know.
It is between Italy and Austria. It's a very small country, but it has very diverse energies, and it is actually one of the major vortex points for planetary transformation.
Oh, awesome. Very awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's talk about with your childhood, how these enlightened beings started coming to you.
Well, actually, my first experience was when I was about 6 or 7 years old, when
mm-hmm.
I had this contact experience with the Pleiadians, with extraterrestrial
mm-hmm.
beings who are of very positive nature.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was a physical experience. They took me in their interdimensional spaceships, and
mm-hmm.
they gave me some instructions, and they also opened my telepathic channels. This was my first experience.
And so this
prepared
when you say
me for my mission.
Right. When you said that they took you, they didn't physically take you, they took you spiritually-wise, right?
No, no, physically also.
Physically? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's quite an experience. Because we've had experience with the Palladians, too, both Gary and I both have. So that's...
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about the Palladians. Can you tell us a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about the Palladians and stuff?
Okay. So Palladians are actually beings of light in a human form. They look like humans, but they are much more advanced spiritually, and their purpose is to bring light to humanity. And actually, they have been guiding humanity for many thousands of years. They were given instructions. They have been sending many spiritual teachers to Earth, and now they are very active in preparation for this planetary change that we are all expecting. So their mission is actually to assist everybody in this transformation. And they have been contacting many beings, many people around the world in the last few decades for this purpose.
Wow.
So
how did they start preparing you for this time right now? Because they've been coming to you since you were a child. So how did they start preparing you for this?
Well, when I was in their spaceship, they explained to me a little bit about this transformation, and they opened my telepathic channels, which I'm using now. So they were actually preparing me for this mission with their energy activations. And when I came back to planet Earth, I forgot about the whole experience for a few years. And then when I was 12 years old, I had a visionary dream about my twin soul. And this was the second activation I received in this lifetime. And after that, I had many spontaneous Kundalini activations, many spontaneous Kundalini experiences. And at that time, I didn't have any conscious explanation what was going on, what was happening. So I was searching for answers. And then I found a spiritual teacher who explained to me everything. And after that, I just went on a spiritual journey, which never ends.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
So all this prepared me for my mission, and the last, let's say, 15 or even more years, I'm trying to spread the information I have, the knowledge I have, the awareness I have to assist in awakening beings around the planet for this great transformation that is about to happen.
And it is, you know, most of our listeners are very, very much into the 2012 and really following this a lot. So, you know, they're waiting, they're looking for answers to how they can prepare and get ready for this. Because, well, the energy is already happening, you know, it's happening right now. It's been happening for a long time, but it's just getting stronger and stronger. So how can a lot of people start preparing themselves that are just now starting to get into this?
Okay. Everybody was born here for a purpose. Everybody was born here with a special mission. And I would say step number one for everybody is to become aware of that mission. And that mission is actually your deepest dream that you always had, and now it's time to be courageous enough to start living that dream, because life in third dimension is going to get more and more difficult, and life in higher dimensions with higher consciousness is going to get easier and easier. So it is very important for everybody to awake to that mission and start living that. You will be guided exactly to what you need to experience if you follow that inner guidance.
Right.
This is the basic preparation for 2012.
Right, yeah. I had an experience. The Palladians just started coming to me that I'm consciously aware of earlier this year, probably around about December, January, right. And one of the things that they came to me about was that it was in December, they came and they helped reconstruct the inside of my body so I could help hold this higher vibration. And they told me that it's very important for us right now to take care of our physical bodies to hold this vibration. Is this some of the information you're getting as well?
Yes, also, yes. Actually, physical body is a temple of the soul, and it is very good to give it enough energy and nurturance and especially enough water to release all the toxins which have been accumulated in by living in this dimension. And actually, the physical body is the anchor point for the soul energies. All the energies that are coming now to this planet have to go through the, towards the physical plane, and the physical body is actually a transformation station which channels all those energies to the physical matter, because the physical matter has to be enlightened also. So physical body is extremely important in this process.
Right.
Right.
So what is going to happen, do you feel, with a lot of these people that aren't going to be prepared, that's not ready, that's not following any of this? You know, what's going to what do you feel that they're going to be going through?
They are about to go through a very intense awakening process. It will be a little shocking at the beginning, because their old belief systems will crash, because the outer reality that we know it now will crash and make room for something new, for something better. It will be the greatest transformation that humanity has experienced since the beginning. And for those who are not prepared and who will be attached to the old world, it can be somewhat discomforting, but the new reality they will enter will be so much better, and they will easily forget about the whole thing. They will go beyond their own programming and everything that they believed before. But first they will need to have some physical evidence, so their awakening will come after the physical evidence.
Right.
On those levels, yes. Now, I'd like to relate really quickly an experience I had about 2 years ago. It was a little over 2 years ago, and I was meditating outside under the stars. And I live in Colorado, and I was living up in the mountains at the time. And it was a nice early summer night. And this was the second night in a row that I decided to do this. And I've been spiritual. I've been walking spiritual walk for a long time, too. And I was gone. I was called up. I refer to up as from the reference from where I was, and I rose higher and higher and higher, and to the star system. It was no spaceship. It wasn't anything. It was astral travel, and I wound up in the presence and I of these beautiful beings. And they told me, and it was the same thing with you, Aunt Therese, is they were telling me about the telepathic link. They were communicating with me telepathically. And what they were saying was, we are family. There are going to be many, many other family members that I will encounter along the way, and I will know them by their vibrations. And it's all in preparation for what lies ahead. And this is really before I was really aware of 2012. This is about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, before it was fully in my awareness. And I didn't even know what this place was. I just understood that there was a four little star pattern of the four stars that you could see with the naked eye here in Colorado on a summer night, and I didn't know what they were, and it wasn't until I talked to a friend of mine, we were chatting one night, and this person showed me a picture of these stars, and it was the Pleiades, and it brought me to my knees and said, that was the place, and that was over a year after it happened. I journaled it and everything the next morning after, it was just relating my experience, it was just totally incredible. So I understand the Pleiades and the Pleiadians because their family is how they refer to it from my reference and within my consciousness. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, exactly. The Pleiadians feel that they are our family and we are actually all connected on a soul level.
Uh-huh.
And one of the messages that I received from them and also from other even more evolved beings is that this time period before 2012 is actually a preparation for reuniting the soul families, because the old way of relating that we had in the old world is gone. It's going to be transformed. and people will start to connect on the soul level, and the soul families will be slowly starting to come together, and they will create a new society which will be based on higher spiritual principles. And the soul connections that will be built will actually create a network of love around the planet. And this will receive the energy from the center of the galaxy, which will trigger a planetary transformation. So it is all a preparation for a very, very, very beautiful process that is going to happen on this planet.
Very nice.
And what
yes.
a beautiful process. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Very nice. So you wrote a book called Aurora 2012. So let's talk about that a little bit. How did you come up with the name Aurora first? I kind of asked.
Aurora is a code name which I have received from the Pleiadians about 5 years ago, and it is actually a code name which signifies the dawning of a new age. It is the last moment before the sun rises, and is the code name for this transformation.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Actually, this code name, before we came to this planet, many thousands of years ago, we all knew about this. And this code name, Aurora, actually triggers an awakening in many beings. It's like a wake-up.
I understand.
So funny. Yeah. Do you know, when I came to Colorado, I lived in the city of Aurora, and that's where my awakening really happened. I was actually isolated for over a year, living in this higher state of bliss and consciousness, and that's when the whole earth awakened. I was awake, completely awakened to the earth, to animals, to absolutely everything. And I lived in that high state of bliss for a little over a year, but it was in Aurora, Colorado, which is not far from here. But yeah, so that's really cool to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you have many interesting vortexes in Colorado. One of them is in Boulder, and another one is in Aurora. So it's like a part of this new planetary network of light is being created.
Yes. Yeah. So very cool.
That's fascinating. My mother was born in the town of Aurora, Illinois. And auroras have always fascinated me too. I can understand that word being a trigger for the higher consciousness. Totally.
Yeah, it is.
I really do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice. I like it. So as you're writing this book, did the Palladians, now you share your experiences, did they help you to write this book for people? Did they help you channel through this book to get this information?
Actually, I received this information from many sources, not just the Palladians. The first part of the book I have received from Ascended Masters, which are part of the Galactic Confederation. This was the first part of the book which I have received more than 10 years ago. And then I have received additional information from the Pleiadians and also from some physical sources that were part of the so-called underground resistance movement, which lives below the surface of the Earth and is actually preparing for the planetary transformation which is going to happen. So information I have received from many sources. It's like a combination of different sources, but they all speak about the same thing from a slightly different perspective, but they speak about the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Now, you also have Technion you're doing as well?
The Tachyon? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, when I have received my first contact with the Pleiadians, it was about 5 years ago, the first thing they explained to me was the tachyon technology, because this is the technology they use for space travel and for energy use. And they gave me instructions to build and to construct a special tachyon chamber. And after I have built this chamber, I have met a certain business partner, and we have created a company. And now we have developed a line of products which are tachyonized, so they are infused with this tachyon energy. And actually, tachyon energy is the highest possible source of energy, because it is directly connected to the source. And it has the power to transform matter, to harmonize matter. And it can also remove the source of illnesses, remove the source of psychological problems, because it reconnects physical matter again with the source. Mm-hmm. And now our company is selling those products around the world. So it is a part of, actually, the origin is of this technology is Pleiadian. It is a Pleiadian technology.
Beautiful. Mm. So what does this tachyonization chamber consist of? Sorry.
Well, it is a technological device. It is about, I would say, 5 or 6 feet in diameter, and it actually functions as a lens which concentrates the energy which is coming from the central sun of the galaxy with high energy cosmic rays. And along with those high energy cosmic rays, tachyons also travel. Because their lowest possible speed is the speed of light, and they couple with those high-energy cosmic rays. And there is a certain technological process which allows those tachyons to come in with interaction with the physical matter, with strong nuclear force inside the atomic nucleus. And it's a physical process. It is nothing very esoteric about it. It's a pure physical process which changes some properties of physical matter. So it's a technology.
Uh-huh. And what all sorts of products do you tachyonize and distribute with your company?
Well, we have, number one is tachyon water. This water is used...
Water?
To cleanse the physical body. Then we have various creams and various wellness products. And we have special jewelry, which activates the spiritual awakening process and balancing all the chakras.
Wow, that is awesome.
How can people get a hold of some of these products of yours? Do you have a website for this?
Yeah, we have a website. It is www.wellness-tachyon.com.
Wellness, it's a hyphen, tachyon.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so that way people can maybe go and check it out and see.
That's for the tachyon product.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a question in the chat room, and this is about soul families. It says, how does the star sense the individual soul families reconnect? Perhaps you could speak more about this. So they're wanting to know, how does the soul families reconnect, I guess, with the Palladians and stuff?
Actually, reconnection of the soul families happens when all individuals that are part of that soul family begin to have first connection with their own souls. It is number one. So when you have a connection with your own soul, you will be guided to other beings, and you will recognize them with their vibration, and then you can reconnect with them. And those who are awakened enough will recognize you also. So it is like a recognition process.
Right.
And this process will accelerate and will get stronger and stronger as we approach 2012.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because Gary got that same message when he had the experience with the Palladians, that how he would know them because he would just know the family by the vibrations of them, too.
Right.
Is that right, Gary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I have subsequently, you know, since 2 years ago, they have come and visited me quite frequently, actually. Throughout this past winter, they spent a lot of time with me in meditation and in sleep, during sleep time, throughout this activation process, throughout all of it. It was what they allowed me to see and allowed my 3D mind to wrap around was basically the rearrangement and the reconnection of my DNA and upgrading it and so forth. So... I understand family. they call it family,
yeah.
and just beautiful. Greeted with more love than I had ever known, that I had ever experienced here on Earth. And it is through that love, and it's through that love through our surrendered heart, I think, that we greet 2012 coming up through that portal of that surrendered heart.
Exactly.
We have another
tachyon question here, and she says, "Sorry, but she's not trying to be a smart ass." but she says, "How can this machine prove scientifically that he is gathering the energy from the universe to call it tachyon?"
Actually, it is not possible to prove directly because tachyons do not interact with electromagnetic field. And the electromagnetic force is the only force scientists use to make their experiments. So all the scientific measurements are based on electromagnetic force.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do, we can prove their indirect consequences, influence on living organisms. And we have made tests with so-called allium test, which tests the splitting of genetic material in certain plants, and we have proven that tachyonization process reduces the amount of genetic mutations by 50%. It was a research made in a cytological lab in Slovenia. It was our own research, but there are also many, many studies made worldwide about the effect of tachyonization process.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Very nice. I like that too. So, you know, you do cosmic astrology as well. So let's just touch base on that a little bit too. What is the cosmic astrology?
Actually, I have expanded the Western astrology because I would like human beings to use their free will. So I like to go beyond the determination of the horoscope and to search for areas when the client can expand the use of free will and make better decisions for life and create a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain points in a natal chart that can show and that can point towards a better use of free will. And this is what the cosmic astrology is about, to make better choices in life, better decisions.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's very true. Everyone still has free will, even though things we all know certain things need to happen. We have to keep in mind that that person has free will, and it's so much, you have to just kind of stand back and let them do that.
Free will is a gift, with that knowledge of free will being a gift, I think is very helpful. And that, and just kind of what I'd like to do is just remember the little mantra that I tell myself, and that is, I'm here to create the world that I choose, while I allow the world that others create to exist also. And that kind of helps me with others and their free will. Free will is a gift. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, Astar, how can people get your book? Where can they find your book at? Because it's been published in many languages, and it's just coming out in the U.S. So how can they find your book?
Actually, I have a website, www.aurora2012.net, where they can find the ebook and also the printed version.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also information about my workshops, where I will be coming in California in September, and I will have a book signing on the 5th of September.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Soulscape Bookstore in Ensenada, California on Saturday, September 5th. And they can go to the website www.shopsoulscape.com. And plus, you're also going to be doing a free seminar in San Diego on the Friday evening of September 18th, right?
Yes. It will be a free evening event when I will present all my work, and people will be able to get a copy of my book, and we will do also a group meditation, and the next day will be a full day workshop, which will be more in depth, and we will go in this topic of 2012, and also we will cover manifestation process. We will go beyond the secret.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you know, everybody's had that controversy about the secret and the manifestations and stuff, but there's so much more to it. So, yeah. So, if you want to get any information on any of his book and what he's teaching, his workshops, go to aurora2012.net. So it's not com, it's .net. So go to his website. He's got some awesome information on there you guys can listen to and learn a lot about him as well. So that's awesome. I'm looking forward to I'm hoping to be there in September to come see you as well. So
yeah,
what other kind of
to have you there.
Huh? Have you ever been there before?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
yes.
there many times in California. So I'm coming back again.
So are
Wonderful.
You going to be any other places in the United States? Or
yeah, it's possible
when you're
if
here?
People are interested, they can go to the website and there is a phone number they can call and they can contact Michelle and
mm-hmm.
she will give further instructions.
Oh, great!
Wonderful.
Great. So yeah, you can get in touch with him, and especially if you guys want him to come to your city or town, if you guys want to put it together or a workshop or something, let him know or let Michelle Blood know, and they can have him come over and learn more about it. Let's talk a little bit about the manifestation process, if you don't mind, and. Just because it does go far much further into just what people have been doing. So what do you think that a lot of people are just really not quite getting the how to manifest?
Actually, there was a lot of talk about the law of attraction, but the law of attraction is just a part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Manifestation process goes much deeper than that. So the first
mm-hmm.
step of manifestation process is always a decision. First, you need
mm-hmm.
to know very clearly what you want to manifest.
Right.
And usually everybody has a lot of subpersonalities, different parts inside that want different things. And
mm-hmm.
They are like different vectors going in different directions, and so you get a mixed manifestation. But when
mm-hmm.
you unify all those parts of yourself into a single pointed decision, you actually start a cycle of manifestation. It is like the beginning point. And from then on,
mm-hmm.
it is very simple. When a decision is made, the actual manifestation process has already started, and then you support it with your emotions, with your invocation of the light, and your physical actions.
Right.
So it's not just enough to make a decision. It's very important to do something on the physical plane to accelerate this. Because the physical
right.
plane is very dense. It is not fluid, and it needs a lot of outer action to accelerate things to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But this does not need to be very very difficult. It is just a flow of energy coming to the physical plane through physical action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're exactly right. It's the flow of energy, and because people use words, the thoughts, and sometimes there's no energy behind it, so it just there's nothing there to manifest. You know, you can't put a seed in the ground and expect it to grow if there's no water.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. So you have to get that flow of energy behind it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And it's always helpful to do something physical to back it up. So, let's say you want to manifest. What would be the usual? Let's say money. What sort of physical?
That's what everybody's trying to manifest. Yes.
Yeah. What sort of physical accompaniment might we do to? To help accelerate that, do you think?
Okay, money is a big issue on this planet because system, the whole society is based upon money.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different approaches to that that you can do. Number one is if you want to manifest money, you need to focus first upon abundance consciousness. It is a state of mind. It is a state of consciousness. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you are in the right state of consciousness, you will feel much better about it. And then, when you are in that state of consciousness, you will begin to manifest more and more. And you can make a decision for more and more. And it does not come through hard work. It does not come from self-sacrifice. It does not come from being in a job that you don't want. It comes from a clear decision, which is aligned with your inner purpose. And when you are following your inner dreams and starting to do things that you were born for, the money will follow.
Right.
And it will be...
Mm-hmm.
It will be easier than doing something that you didn't want to create.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Now, wouldn't it be if you're focusing on money, then you're basically telling your consciousness that there is none?
Actually, you don't need to focus upon money. Money is the end. It's just a means. It's just a,
mm-hmm.
It's a crystallized energy of light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
The first thing is to create this consciousness of abundance. So for mm-hmm. you to become aware of what you really want to create, what you want to experience, where you want to go, what kind of house mm-hmm. you want to have, what kind of car, what kind of people around you, what kind of soul connections, everything you want in your
right.
life. And then money will be just a crystallized energy that will help you manifest all those things.
Right, right. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, though, is people, what people are doing is they're focusing on money, and they're focusing on money constantly, and that's actually blocking the flow. If they would stop, take their focus and not think of money and think of what you just mentioned, all the things they want to experience and things they want, then they will be able to manifest that, and the money just comes, like you said. But if you're focused on it, you're basically telling your consciousness that there's you've got lack consciousness.
I would say people are too obsessed about money. There's a lot of fear attached to that, and this is mm-hmm. this is actually
Absolutely.
Blocking manifestation process. So mm-hmm. first you need to release all that fear, all that obsession about survival. It's a lot of fear, a lot of subconscious fear about survival in human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that fear is actually blocking the flow of abundance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
So it is good to release as much of that fear as possible and be more into the light about the whole thing, about the whole physical experience in this dimension. And then mm-hmm. you can actually manifest a lot of much better life, much more abundance, and much more money also, as a result of that, as a consequence of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. So, but now I wanted to just share with you. I mentioned to you that I have I've experienced with the Palladians and stuff as well. Now I just have them kind of like standing over me. There's like six of them that's just been kind of watching and standing over. Is this pretty normal to experience as well? I mean, they've talked to me, but most of the time they just stand over and watch. Is this very normal to for them to do?
Yes, yes, they are actually like guardian angels, and they, those people who have contact with the Pleiadians, they usually, they have Pleiadian guardian angels that guide them in their life and protect them and heal them, so it is a quite common experience if somebody has contact with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because I just see them, there's like six of them that just watch over me, and it's like, okay. So sometimes they don't even speak, they just watch. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, they are part of your soul family. They have a strong connection with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
now,
not sure. Well, they never speak. They just communicate telepathically, as far as I'm
mm-hmm.
concerned. Yeah, it's not about speaking.
Well, yeah, yeah, but sometimes I don't get that either. They just don't, I hear nothing. So, but now, is it true that pretty much the Palladians only communicate with people that are from their soul family, or do they communicate with other people as well?
They communicate to those who are open for it. So mostly those who are of the Palladian origin are more open to it. And
mm-hmm.
but they have no boundaries. They would like to speak with anybody that is open to it.
Mm-hmm.
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 They make no distinction.
Okay.
They just want to help, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And I gotta add that they are all about fun. Okay, when I went there, I didn't want to come back. it was so beautiful, and it was such a loving experience and a loving environment. I didn't want to come back. And they said, "Hey, you got to come back. You got a message to bring to the world." That's about why I got back into radio. I didn't want to. And they said, we'll make it fun for you. I said, okay, you make it fun for me, and I'll come back. So, and they do, and they are all about fun. It's about the vibratory elevation in that way as well, isn't it? It's about the joy, the love, the freedom, the happiness, the laughter, those things.
Oh yeah, they are like that. They like to laugh a lot.
They're more fun than a barrel of monkeys. They are. Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have another question in the chat room. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We have a question in the chat room. She says, do you feel the Palladians are the original Atlanteans?
Actually, Atlantis was of the continent, which was here for many thousands of years, and different races had influence in the different periods of Atlantis. So the Pleiadians' influence was very strong about 200,000 years ago. And after some time, there was more of a Sirian influence in Atlantis. So it was like there were many cosmic cycles, and in one of those cycles, Pleiadian influence was stronger, and after that, Sirian influence gets stronger than the Pleiadian one. So it was like, and before that, even before that, there was a lot of Orion influence in early Atlantis. So it depends on which part of Atlantis are you speaking about, which part in history of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very long history.
But yes. They have the Atlanteans and the Pleiadians. Someone was asking in the chat room about they share a lot of things in common. Is what they were asking too.
Oh yes, there was a lot of Pleiadian influence. Actually, the Atlantean language came from the Pleiadian language, the original Atlantean language, and most of the languages we now speak on this planet have the roots in that language.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a strong Pleiadian influence on this planet, very strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've received a lot of messages about the Atlanteans and stuff as well, too. So very, very good. So, what do you think is the best thing for people to really do to really get ready for this 2012 and, you know, all of these things? You know, we talked about preparation and stuff, but what do you think the number one thing they really do? You know, because it's not just about meditation. I mean, a lot of people are doing more meditations, but there's other things that they need to do as well. So is there one thing that you really would suggest?
I would suggest to get strong inner guidance. And you get strong inner guidance when you stop lying to yourself about anything in your life. So be very sincere with yourself, and then your inner guidance will get stronger. Because when things get more intense, it will be very important that you will not deny anything that happens to you, that you will be always in that guidance, and that guidance will always tell you the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening very fast, there's no time to go to a bookstore to buy a book or to go to the internet. You will need to act very fast, and you will need that inner guidance. So to prepare for that, you have to have that inner sincerity with yourself to be ready for that. So that's my number one suggestion for the time they are coming.
That is fantastic. I think that is the most important thing, too. You said it beautifully. You know, stop lying to yourself and start really listening to that inner guidance. That was beautiful. Thank you.
This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And once you can get past, start really being true to yourself and being honest with yourself, then you can go to the next steps of opening your consciousness and raising your vibration then.
And then you will always receive the next step. Whatever happens, you will know what to do.
Yes, that's very awesome. So thank you. I think that was... I think that's just fantastic advice right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That is vital right there, to be honest and true to yourself and stand in your truth. Stand in the truth with these elevated vibrations in the wind of this change with ourselves firmly rooted in our truth. That is huge. And that's where the lights came on for me, you know, some time ago when I was decided to walk spiritually, and when we make decisions that we're going to be spiritual, it's all about that. It's about not lying to yourself. It's about telling yourself the truth and creating your truth in a good way, and being fully mindful of this magical, infinite, loving reality in which we live. And when we open to spirit, spiritual things start happening to us. Now, my background is a little bit through the Native American way, and I can do whole radio shows about those experiences, but I'm not going to. But we get it how we get it, and it's symbolic. It's very symbolic, right? And it's very individual. And that is our truth, and that's our truth is what we claim it to be, and our truth is what we decide, what we choose. Our role is what we decide.
Truth will be very important because there will be a lot of chaos, and many people will be very emotional, and it's very important to have people who are anchored firmly in truth in that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fully mindful of the of this higher truth. That we really are fundamentally all one. There is no separation. There is no polarity. There is no duality. That's all illusion that we have created. And the beautiful part about that is what we have created, we can also recreate. And I truly hold that vibration right with you, Ishtar, when it comes to creating the world and seeing that the world is actually changing in that direction. And it's a fascinating time to be alive, I think. I truly do feel that way.
It is a very special time, yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's actually a completion of very deep cosmic cycles, very long cosmic cycles, so it's a very exciting time. We're preparing for this for many thousands
of
years.
Yeah. It's so much more than just the end of the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
It is the culmination of this whole galactic dance that... that everything has been moving into place.
Actually,
is that what you're getting?
Yeah, it's actually a great cosmic cycle has just ended, a new one has begun. It was like a 20 billion year cycle has just ended, a new one has begun. And this results in great cosmic changes, and this planet, this small planet, is like the last spot which needs to be transformed now. So it's a focus point for many beings from throughout the galaxy which are now watching this and assisting in vibration. And it is not just the end of the Mayan calendar. It is actually a shift of the ages. And it is actually the most important lifetime that you have ever had for everybody.
Yes.
So it is very
it's
important.
It's not the end of anything.
Each day is a very important day.
Mm-hmm.
Each day, yes. Each day you wake up. You know, it's a whole new beginning. And you mentioned about, you know, you're not going to have time. It's light. Things are changing at light speed. You know, I've been receiving that same message. Everything is going to be light speed, so things are moving much quicker and faster than. And so it's our thoughts and our feelings that are really going to, we really need to be more conscious of.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, but... And I believe that things are even going to get faster than that as we keep approaching closer to 2012. Have you heard anything, or are they mentioning anything about that?
Yes, actually, the perception of time is accelerating because the vibrational frequency is accelerating. So it appears we have less and less time to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very good to have time in peace and quiet each time, each day a little bit, to reconnect with the source. Because things are going to get even more intense as they are now, so it's gonna accelerate even more.
Times of peace and quiet, and connect with nature. I always felt that that's very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that time is an illusion? Do you think that we're going to get to a time in this a stage in this lifetime that there is no time? Does that make sense? Because time is illusion as we go through, you know, we have this many hours, that much time, you know, today, you know, there's tomorrow, or there's next Friday, getting rid of all of this and just living without even any consciousness of this time anymore. Do you think we're going to finally come to that space?
Actually, 2012 is the marker when we are entering the no time zone. We will go beyond the linear time.
Right.
And those insertion points of no time are already happening to many people around the world for the last 10 or 20 years. And they're going to happen more and more. So the whole perception of time will change drastically for humanity. Because the consciousness will change. We will go beyond this duality, and we will go beyond the linear time. And soul consciousness is always beyond duality and always beyond time. So this is where we're going to have our focus after 2012.
Now, someone in the chat room was asking, could we go back in time and also jump into the future, far, far, far in the future? But what we're talking about is there won't be any such thing as future, because there is no future. It's today, this moment.
Actually, it is a multidimensional consciousness when you can see the probable outcomes, the probable realities, and some of them are more probable, some of them are less probable, but there is always an element of free will. So time travel is a very complex subject. It is a very advanced physics. It is possible under certain circumstances, but not in the way that people usually understand it. So
exactly.
I could explain this in details, but I would need an hour or 2 hours to just explain the basics. So,
right, yes.
Yes, it is possible, but not in the way that people usually explain it. It's
right.
Under certain
right.
circumstances, when there is enough consciousness, it is possible to connect the past and the future in a time loop.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a caller, and we'd like to go ahead and bring this person on. It's a Skype caller.
Would you like to take a question?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Let me bring this on. It's a Skype caller, 1111. You're on the air. Who are you, and how are you?
Hello. Hi, this is Mara.
Oh, hi, Mara.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How
you
doing?
Do you
have a question? Yes, actually, I have a question for you. We've had many contact, my family and I, with the Pleiadians. I had drawn a woman to me that really came to me as a light being, and you know, I spent probably maybe close to a year just really sharing with her back and forth. And one day she came I was surprised, because she said that the Pleiadians are evil, and she had like all these different reasons why. And she said for me to stop talking about them and not to, you know, really even say, share this with anyone else, because what she said was that the who she channels is someone called the collective. And, of course, I know that this is not from Light Source, because just the way that she shared her information was very negative. And anything that's negative, of course, is not light. And my question is, I know that in times that we're moving forward, that we're moving into now, we will have a lot of people like this that will come forth and try to persuade us away from the Pleiadians, because they actually hold the keys to the reality that we're moving into. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Pleiadians have a very active role in these coming times. But there is one thing with channeling, especially. Most people channel from the astral plane, and astral plane is a plane of illusion. There are many beings that are not of the light on the astral plane. And they can pose as Pleiadians even if they are not. So people sometimes get confused, and it is very good to use your discernment in any type of channeled information.
Yes.
And only that information that uplifts your consciousness is good for you and for your evolvement.
Very true.
So we are still living in the world of duality, and there are many beings that are not of the light that are involved in this cosmic drama, and they are confusing people sometimes.
And you know that for just a moment, I really was kind of, because of the circumstances that were going on in my life at the time, she more or less said, you know, if you don't stop doing this, all these horrible things are going to happen to you. And, you know, I kind of questioned myself for a minute, but then I knew, because I've had experiences with the Pleiadians, a very close, since 2006, you know, I've been healing with them. They taught me how to open the Ka channels. I don't know if they share that with you, but that's another thing that we're now being asked to open up our Ka channels so that we can be able to receive these energies that are coming through that are so intense that if we don't do the work to raise our vibration, we will perish, because there is no way that our bodies in physical form can actually sustain our bodies with the energies that are coming through. Is that correct?
Actually, the body has a regulatory mechanism. If there is too much energy, it just stops the energy, so nobody will die because of too much energy. It will be just, it can be very intense, but it is not dangerous. it is a very intense process because a big transformation has to happen inside the body and inside the consciousness, but it is not dangerous for the physical body.
Well, I know for a fact. I know for a fact because of going through the ascension symptoms and going through the vibrational shift of upgrading and of raising our vibrational bodies. It can be a really heavy thing on the body to go through these things. And once you do the shift, and then you're able to see yourself from a different vantage point, but it is important to go through the process of taking in healthy, you know, drinking healthy water, eating healthy food, and just doing all the wonderful things that are important, yes, because that's important.
You need to take care of the body, yes,
we're opening up to, we're saying, yes, I am, my body is a temple, and I'm receiving by allowing my body to be healthy and allowing these energies to come in.
And again, it's back into the business of allowing. Yes. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that answered my question. I just basically wanted to share with you. I mean, we're meant to be here at this very moment in time because I know most of us that are listening have been through experiences with the Pleiadians. And as a matter of fact, a friend of mine that she's in the chat room, kept hearing this word Ishtar yesterday, and it just kept coming to us in different ways. And she has been dreaming Aurora for quite a while, and she couldn't call in because of her mic broke. But, you know, it's something maybe she can contact you about later because it's very interesting that we're both having these experiences, and here we are now talking to you. So it's all just really planned, isn't it?
It's a part of the divine plan, yes. It's a part of the awakening and the reconnection.
Well,
that's not a coincidence.
Before,
as you mentioned before, you know, you're going to be drawn to the vibration and the soul family that you need to connect with, so, which is very true. That's why everything is coming the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you very much, and I'll let someone else call in.
And thank you
for calling and sharing.
Thank you, Mara.
Welcome.
Okay. So, Ishtar, I know it's like, what, almost about 5 in the morning for you?
Yeah,
so
it's 5 in the morning here.
I didn't know if you wanted to continue or if you maybe, because this is early. Did you stay up and wait for us, or did you get up or just for
yes,
the
I stayed up. It is easier for me, and I will go to sleep after we finish. So we have maybe another 15 minutes, and then we finish.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know that, it's very early. But I want to give out your website again, and that is aurora2012.net. So you can find out more information, find out all the workshops that he's going to be doing in California, and get his book. So it just got published in the U.S. in English, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It was published, an e-version was published in June, and the first edition of the hard copy has just been printed, and so everybody can now order the book, also the hard copy.
Awesome, that's great. And then you also have it as an e-book, too. So,
yes.
And then you also have some other articles and stuff about, I think you, you have on your website, there was an interview with, about Tantra and stuff, too, and helping
mm-hmm.
people to have
also,
a better understanding
mm-hmm.
About that. We talk a lot about that on the show, too, that it's not just about the sexual act. It goes much deeper than that. So that there's a great interview there as well, too. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then we have your website for your tachyon, tachyonization products and
mm-hmm,
your tachyonized chamber. That is fascinating. That still fascinates me. the creation of that.
Yeah, there is a video. There is a video, a 1-hour video that explains all the scientific background about the tachyonization on the website also, so you can also take
mm-hmm.
a look at the video. Yeah.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's a video on there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
New energy tachyon. Fascinating
exactly.
stuff.
Company. Mm-hmm.
That's very awesome. Yeah. So good. So, is there anything that the Palladians would like to share with us tonight? Have they mentioned anything to you about the sharing something, maybe something special that we all may need?
Basically, they are sending loving energy to everybody, a lot of love to everybody, and they are very happy because the star seeds, the star people are awakening, and that these Pleiadian connections are getting stronger, and that the soul families are starting together again. So they are very excited about that, and they're willing to connect with all of you if you're willing to accept them in your life. And it is going to be a very beautiful connection and a very good cooperation that will assist in this new age that is going to manifest. So they have a very they have a very positive outlook about the whole thing. You know, they have a very they bring a lot of hope. They bring a lot of light.
Yes, they
And they see this world from a different perspective. They don't. They are not involved in this drama, and that's why they can give a lot of objective guidance and a lot of love and a lot of light to everybody that wants to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. How, do they have any suggestions of how people can get out of the drama?
Yes, they have. Number one is to find that inner center, that to find that inner still point inside of you, that inner being that doesn't change. And when something happens, you can observe everything from that point. And it is a practice. You need to practice that. And after a lot of practice, you get better and better.
You know, it's very true, because I know in my own life, you just seem like you seem peaceful, more calmer inside than you maybe would have been 10 years ago or so.
And you also mentioned involvement,
You also mentioned the star people. Now, is most all star people from Palladium?
Yes, actually, most of them, most of us are Pleiadian, and there are some who are Sirian, there are many Sirians, also some Andromedans, and some beings from also from other star systems. But the vast majority are Pleiadians.
Okay. Yeah, I know a gentleman that has been having, he had these experiences the whole time as a child, too, and he's talked about it, and he calls himself a star person, star child. So I was wondering if most all of them were from the Palladians. So thank you for answering that. So, well, Ishtar, I am very grateful that I'm glad your phone worked, and very grateful that you took this time to share quite a bit of information with us tonight. And I'm looking forward to being there and to seeing you in September. Be working on putting that out there. So
yeah, everybody is welcome to come. Yeah, it will be a wonderful experience for everybody.
That would be
and
wonderful.
It will not be just a usual workshop. It will be a very, very transformative experience.
Yes, yes.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'd like to go.
Well, I know, I believe that the Palladians, if you're meant to go, that they'll help you get there.
Yeah.
If you want to get there, you'll be there. It's just a decision. If you want to be there, you'll be there.
Right. Yes. So, very good. So, well, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing more about you and hope and seeing you in September.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening and to being here, because we have created this wonderful energy, and everybody is invited in September and to check out the website and check out the book and also to connect with the Pleiadians and other beings of light, and they can make your life so much better.
I totally agree.
So thank you, and have a wonderful evening. And I know you need some rest. So
thank you.
Sweet dreams to you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
And wonderful evening for everybody. Bye bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Ishtar. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Remember, you can get his book and find out all this information at aurora2012.net. And go check out his website and find out where he's going to be. And if you would like for him to come to your city, contact him. And while he's here in the United States, he can hopefully make those arrangements so that he can be there. So please get in touch with him and look at his book and look at his website of all the great information he has. And that's aurora2012.net. So we are going to take a real quick break, and then we will be
right
back.
What a fascinating guest. I just can't get over that. It was amazing. Yeah, that's awesome that he's coming to the States. I'd like to go to the seminar. Anyway, on with the
break.
Well,
like he said, it's a decision. You make your decision.
Make the decision.
What you want to do. Right.
Yep.
And they'll get you there. So we are making the decision right now that we will go and see him in September. So there it is. It's done. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Do you believe in angels? More than likely you do. The real question is whether or not you believe that angels can be incarnated into human form. There are earth angels all around and more being born every day. Carol Guy is one of those earth angels. She is an author and angelic counselor. Carol and the angels are here to help others to come out of the spiritual closet. With their loving guidance, they will guide you into seeing how beautiful you truly are and the blessings you bring to this world. All we need to do is open our hearts to ourselves and let the love that is there flow out to others and into this world. Carol Guy and the angels are available for angel readings and angelic counseling. For more information, visit www.carolguy.com. That's CarolGuy.com.
Voiceover promotional services provided by Walk On Media and the voiceover services of Gary Moore. For voiceover announcements, advertisements, show promotions, and narrations with impact and style, contact Gary at www.walkonmedia.com. That's WAKANMEDIA.com. And now, back to Carol.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Earth Angel Radio. And we just had Ishtar and Taurus and on, and he wrote the book Aurora 2012. And you can go to his website. It is aurora2012.net. And it's very fascinating. All of the information he's got. We touched bases on a little bit, just a little bit of everything tonight, and hopefully we can have him back and we can go much deeper into his work too. But if you'd like to go to his workshops and stuff, go check it out because he lives in Sylvania, and you know it's he doesn't get to the States every day. So get in touch with him and see about having him come to your city and stuff while he's here in the United States. So, very fascinating, huh, Gary?
Fascinating. What a great guest. Slovenia, it's by Italy, I guess. I thought it was like an Eastern European country, but apparently not. And I understand doing those all-nighters. I'm quite familiar with those myself.
Yeah, I didn't want to keep him much longer because I knew that, you know, it's late there, or early there, and he must have stayed up and waiting for the show. So I was very grateful to him for doing that and being here with us tonight. Yes. So
I think a lot of that is that activation stuff. You know, when you're I've experienced that throughout these activations where I'm just up all night, just working and creating and just having a ball, really. Mm-hmm. And I look up and it's like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you know?
Yeah. Yes, you know, when you're flowing in that energy, you can do those things. So, you know, it depends on what kind of energy is around you and what's going
on. That's
so
true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So,
good times.
Yeah. You know, I loved it about what he said about, you know, being honest with yourself and getting down into your own truth. You know, there's nothing greater than that. And when you can do that, you know, you just feel so more magnificent and things just do not seem to affect you. And you can raise that vibration up higher and you can flow in that energy and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And the frequency in duration of the lower energy experiences are less and less. We can experience them and taste them for a bit, but then we don't linger there long. I've found that to be my experience all throughout throughout this whole deal, and especially here lately. You know, we can experience these negative things, but they don't hang around very long before I'm back up to the joy, back up to the centeredness, to the peace, the inner peace, and that fire, the grid. I'm still astounded by that. That happened yesterday. That was.
Yeah, I was talking to a group of women the last night, and we were talking about the fire of the grid and the energy and how magnificent it is. And you know, a lot of people are may have experienced it in different ways. You know, you can either be in that loving energy, or you can be in an energy that is going to bring up and stir up things within inside of yourself. And that's what's very difficult. It can make things very difficult for people. So you have to be really consciously aware of what's happening on the planet and stuff too with this.
That's true. And it's, for me, I was just amazed. And you're right. It is very personal. It's very symbolic for each one of us. It's going to be taken in different
absolutely.
Ways.
We're all going to have our own experiences and stuff. Like I said, I got through the meditation yesterday, and I was just feeling amazing grace and singing that song.
Oh yeah!
Like whoa, you know, that's very cool. Very
and
cool.
That's
your
personal
hearing
experience.
You, that was my personal. And then you went outside and it brought you to tears. So that, you know. Totally, you know, we kind of same kind of vibrational energy, but it you know, we each have our own experience. So that was awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure each and every one of us in the chat room who came to the thing or who did the fire of the grid, it has a different experience too. And that's what is so cool, as it's all symbolic and it's all personal, and all spiritual things really are, because. We are just the portal. We are the part of the way that the universe has become aware of itself, and we do that with our experiences. We do that with our spiritual experiences, with our physical experiences. I say this over and over again because it's so important for people to get how sacred and how divine they really are, how we really are. God.
Right.
We are that which we call God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Very nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think my little dog is a pug Palladian. You know, he's just so. I just love him so. You know, I love him, and he's like laying here snoring, and my kitty cat's laying here next to me. So he's sleeping, but he doesn't snore. So. You know, it's kind of cool.
He doesn't
so
snore?
Like the kitty cat doesn't, but the dog does.
Oh, the kitty cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if people can hear Michael on the radio show, because he just lays here next to me just snoring away. So, yeah.
Well.
So, you know, so they're just in they're just peaceful too, you know. When you have that loving energy around you, that your animals feel it, and they just are peaceful as well. So
that is so true. You know, everything's a reflection of what we got going on inside of us.
Very nice. So, well, we have about 11 minutes left, and like I said, we're going to be having Dr. Eric Pearl on the show. This Friday at 12 noon. And then on August 5th, we are going to have a very interesting topic. And, it's going to be called, the show is called The Holy G-Grail. So it's going to be a little bit more of an adult show. So just be prepared. I'm really excited about it, too. So we may, you know, we're going to keep it clean, but...
I'm
going to
take the bait here. I'm going to take the bait and ask,
you know,
what is the Holy G-Grail?
the Holy G-Grail. The book is talking about the G-spot. It's going to be more of an adult show. We're going to keep.
I know exactly where that is.
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Most
I'll
guys
Google
will
Earth,
say
I'll Google Earth it for everyone. I know exactly where it is.
And
it's
where
in
is
Colorado,
that, we ask?
Actually.
Actually, our guest, he is in Colorado. He's here in Denver, too. So you're right on that.
Oh, you see. Actually, I lived in Gunnison, and they called Gunnison the G-spot of Colorado. And with my name, Gary, you know, beginning with G, I created this whole G-spot thing.
I think we are going to be talking about something just a little bit different than that. So.
Well, it managed to raise a few eyebrows at the time, but yeah, I know exactly right where the G spot is located.
Yeah.
I'll Google Earth it for everybody. It's in Gunnison, Colorado.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're going to keep it clean, but you know what? I'm just going to let the angels and our guides and the Palladians all just kind of guide us on what needs to be talked about, because they guided me to the book and to the guest, and we will we'll just let it flow. So we have a caller.
Wonderful.
Let's see what our caller. We have about 9 minutes left. Let's see what this is. What our caller is here.
Okay.
Hello, area code 910. You're on the air with Carol and Gary. Can we help you?
Hi, Carol and Gary. This is Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We have the Jay spot now.
Hey, word. Hey, did I just hear you say Eric Pearl's name?
Yes. Eric will be with us Friday at 12 noon.
That is amazing, because I am like 15 pages away from finishing the Reconnection. I just bought it last week.
Oh, wonderful.
Did you say, oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I've been waiting for Erica. I was guided to his book, it's been a few months ago. It's been quite a few, I would say 2 or 3 months ago. And his work, and because what happened was is my angels had said that I had a kink in one of my DNA strands. So,
right.
A little kinky in it. So I am kinky. Yes. Anyway, I'm not going to say not anymore. The DNA strand isn't anymore. So, anyways, I contact him, and then I've been waiting for him. He's been out of the country, and he's getting back into the country, and we're having him on Friday. So it's going to be really fun.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of this book?
His book
What would you like to share?
His book is amazing. Well, the beginning particularly when he describes his mother's passing with his birth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with his birth. Oh, my God. What a description. Yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And I love the way that she or he describes the different dimensions that she went through. I mean, that was just amazing. But I'm totally in contact with his energy right now.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, when I was reading it, it was like I wrote him a letter afterwards, because it was like, wow, so much of your journey has been so much of mine, and too. I just, you know, I've only written the first book. I've got 3 more that goes with it already written and just waiting. So for the right timing for them to get out, but it follows, my path has followed a lot of his, too.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he's going to be our guest on Friday, Dr. Eric.
Cool.
Eric. Yeah.
Tonight's show was awesome as well. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's Carol. She gets some awesome guests.
Huh? Well,
that's
Carol. I go with wherever the angels guide me to, you know. Usually they guide me to something about their work that resonates with me or helps me with something, and so we get them on here.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So get them on here. Let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on.
Cool. Well, I just want to say hi. I know you're probably short on time. And I will definitely try.
You are good. You're good.
I will definitely try and call on Friday.
Excellent,
okay,
Jay.
Great.
All right, guys. Have a good evening.
Well, thanks, Jay. You take a good care.
Thanks for calling
in.
You got it, guys.
And thank you, Mara, for calling in earlier. And, welcome, you know, everybody, I just wanted to thank you for coming to the show. What an experience.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Our guest tonight
thank
was...
Thank you for all the questions in the chat room, too.
Exactly. And I'm just going to give a quick shout-out to everyone really quick, just to mention you. We've got Adrena Lynn and Carly B and Dusty Rosie and Fabio X. And we've got several guests. Welcome. And Liara Covert and May Hart and Mara. And ladies and gentlemen, Melchizedek from Down Under, mate. And Northern Light Worker, my buddy Duncan. Hopefully we can get together and have lunch tomorrow. And Rick E. Master, welcome you all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for tuning in. It was absolutely a fun show. Thank you, everybody.
It was. Well, we got 4 minutes. We're not going anywhere yet.
Oh, we're not going anywhere yet?
No, we got four minutes.
We'll just keep flapping our lips to the bitter end, you know?
Well, of course. They want to hear us, you know? They want to hear that sexy voice, Gary.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, first the earth cooled, then the dinosaurs came, but then they got too big and fat, and they all died off and made oil. Along came the Arabs, and they got rich, and then here we are. So that's History of the World, Part 2.
Okay.
The original version.
As you keep flapping here, I wanted to just mention to his explanation about aurora, the word aurora, was just fascinating. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And that was just, and then it's like, well, that kind of put something in perspective for me about when I came to Colorado and did not want to come here, and I was put in aurora. And that's where my awakening truly started, was in aurora, and I had some profound experiences, which will be shared in book 2, because it's already sitting and done. But that was just very awesome to hear tonight, too.
That's true. And, that word is kind of an awakening word. It was for me, too, as well. I've always been fascinated with the aurora borealis, for example. The Northern Lights, and I've never gotten to see them, but one day I'll see them hopefully. But they've always that aurora, that word. My mother was born in Aurora, Illinois, so
Isn't that up toward Chicago?
It's Southern Illinois. It's down. I think it's probably close to. It's probably a suburb of Chicago now, but it wasn't a long time ago. It was a little farm town.
A suburb of Chicago. That's up by Chicago. I'm talking Southern Illinois is down where my parents lived, you know, Ava, mm-hmm. Pinckneyville. You know, in fact, I just met one of my neighbors that he grew up around the same area my mother and father did, and it's like, you know where this is. There's only 300 people in the town, and that's counting the cats and dogs. And so he knew exactly where it was at, and I told my mom, and she was all excited, and it was just very interesting. So I figured Aurora was more up toward Chicago.
Yeah, up a little closer to Chicago than like Pinckneyville or Jacksonville. My dad was born in Jacksonville, down in St. Louis. Yeah, it's a little farther north of there, but it's south, way south of Chicago.
Right. Okay.
Aurora,
cool.
Decatur, Mara, all those little farm burgs. It's probably all a big city now, but it didn't used to be when my mother was a little girl. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our guest tonight, Ishtara Antares, go to his website at aurora2012.net and come join us Friday with Dr. Eric Pearl, and we will be talking about his book, The Reconnection. So many blessings and much love, and thank you all for joining us, and many blessings to Ishtar for staying awake and joining us tonight, too. So much love. We'll see you Friday.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Earth Angel Carol Guy. Please join Carol and the Angels for more angelic guidance every Friday at 12 noon Mountain Standard Time. For more information on Carol Guy, please visit www.carolguy.com. That's CarolGuy.com. May your life be blessed with eyes to see, ears to hear, and an open heart to love.